So, let me just make sure I have this straight. You want me to make fun of your penis and how small it is, even though you have a regular sized dick, and talk about how much I'm gonna cuck you and cheat on you because I need a bigger man? Okay. Okay, I could do that. I mean, it wouldn't be the craziest we've done in bedroom. Not sure I get why it turns you on to have me mock you for your size. You're more than big enough, but whatever floats your boat, I guess. And I'm really glad that you're comfortable enough to open up about more of your kinks for me. So, thank you for telling me, baby. But I have some more thoughts before we get into character. Yeah, because it is a character, right? Just roleplay. You don't want me to actually humiliate you or cheat on you in real life or anything. Good. Good, good. Because, you know, I would never do anything like that, right? Anything we say or do during this is just acting in fantasy. It's not real at all, right? Okay, okay, good. And you want me to just go all out? Just full-on humiliation play? Just be mean and call you names and be all around awful? Well, alright then. I guess I'll get ready. I actually have an outfit I wanna try out for this. I'm sure you don't mind. I know how you like it when I dress up all sexy for you. I have one outfit in mind that's just perfect for this scenario. It's gonna drive you wild, baby. So, you just stay clothed and lay back on the bed, and I'll go get ready. And actually put on this blindfold here. Be right back, sweetie. Hey. Oh. You're still blindfolded, I see. That's good. At least you do something right in here. Yeah, I have some things I want to discuss about our activities here in the bedroom. You see, I'm not really satisfied with what we do in here. Or rather, what you do in here. I know you try, honey, and it's not your fault. But there's one little thing in particular that's bothering me. It's your cock. It's just too small. Hate to be so blunt, but there it is. I probably should have said something sooner. I just didn't want to hurt you. And it's not that it's less than average. Less than average I could work with, you know, it's tiny. Not trying to be mean, but it's by far the smallest I have ever had, or seen even. And sure, you go down on me and that's great, but I wanna feel filled, you know. I wanna get fucked properly. And you just can't provide that for me. You can't be surprised by this, right? I mean, there's no way you've never realized how little you are. Haven't you noticed how when I blow you, I never gag or anything? I can just put a whole thing in my mouth, no problem. I know you don't like hearing about the other guys I've been with, but literally every other dick I've had would reach my throat. I actually kind of miss the challenge of taking a big cock in my mouth. trying not to gag on it. My last boyfriend used to have me put my hands behind my back and he would hold my head and shove his fat cock into my mouth. I miss getting bossed around like that. I can't even imagine you doing anything like that. Maybe having a little pin dick has just made you this meek in bed. I don't know. I thought about suggesting you could wear a cock sleeve and fuck me with that, but I still wouldn't get the feeling. Getting manhandled and fucked like I need to. Oh, you're just too boring in bed. I'm sorry. So I've decided. I think we need to make some changes to make this work. I think we should be allowed to have sex with other people. I can do what I want and you can do what you want. Doesn't that sound fair? I'll go out when I want and find some guy to go home with. Let him fuck me and then I'll come home to you after. And you can, you know, you can try to get laid, I don't mind. The reason I bring all this up now, honey, is that I've kind of started resenting you and your tiny little dick. Just kind of feel like you're holding me back, you know, from getting what I want, from having my needs fulfilled. I deserve to get fucked long and hard by a real man with a real cock. And I'm not gonna let you stand in the way of that. And if you can't deal with that, too bad. You know, I mean, that's why I got dressed up like this, by the way. Because I'm about to go out and hit the bars. If you're curious, I put on a real gonna get fucked tonight outfit. Got my boots and my sexy stockings on. This little skirt that's almost too little. And my tits look amazing in this top. Should be real easy to find a guy and let him have his way with me. You can go out too, you know. You could stay here and jerk off maybe, whatever. Yeah, I bet that's what you'll do. You think I don't know how often you masturbate? I mean, I don't blame you. It's not like we're having a lot of sex lately. Well, now you know why. So go ahead. Go to town on yourself tonight. You can start now if you want. Matter of fact. Here. Take your clothes off. Yeah. Take them all off. And slide your underwear to your knees. The blindfold stays on though. Yes, that's it. Get naked. Let me get one more look at your little guy to remind me why I'm going out tonight. Oh. That's hilarious. You're hard. I mean, I can barely tell because it's so small, but I know it's usually even smaller. Oh my god, did you get turned on by me talking about going out and fucking another guy? About how I need a big cock to fill me up. God. Oh my god, you're so pathetic, aren't you? But hey, I guess it's good that you can get some pleasure from this too. Oh my god, you know what, honey? I'm gonna do you a favor. It's still early, so I don't need to leave just yet. I think I want to stay here a little longer and talk to you some more about our situation. Now that I know it makes your little pee-pee hard to hear me talk about all the big cocks I'm gonna have, I don't even need to feel guilty about it anymore. And you know what, pencil dick? Pull your underwear back up. I don't even want to see that thing. If you want to pleasure yourself, you do it over the fabric, like a horny, pathetic little boy. Oh, I'm so glad this is out in the open. You have no idea how frustrated I've been lately. How much I miss having my pussy stretched out by that big, thick cock. Yeah, start rubbing your little ticklet, honey. Yeah. Yeah, use that palm of your hand over your boxers. And while you do, you can imagine how I look in this little outfit. And you can imagine me holding some guy's hand while walking up to his apartment. And how the second we get in the door, I get down on my knees and pull out his big, thick, veiny cock. Now I can't wait. The first guy I find, I'm gonna give him the sluttiest, sloppiest blowjob he's ever had. I'm gonna let him fuck my face and make my mascara run down my cheeks. Yeah, keep rubbing your little stiffy baby. I'm just gonna let him use me however he wants. He can pull my hair and fuck me from behind till he makes me scream. I can't fucking wait. Maybe this is wet just from talking about this. Oh, looks like you've got a wet spot of yourself there, little guy. You and your little baby dick are so turned on by this, aren't you? I am too. I've actually been watching a bunch of porn lately. That's how frustrated I've been, just imagining it's me getting tossed around and fucked by those guys and their giant dicks. You know, do you ever watch any cuckold porn, babe? I sure have. Usually it's a beautiful girl with a pathetic excuse for a boyfriend or a husband getting fucked by a guy or several guys while he has to watch. You want me to do that to you, babe? Bring a guy around and make you watch while he takes me and fucks me like he never could. Some of those videos take it even further than that, you know. I've seen some where the woman makes the cuck wear her panties while she gets fucked by the bull. I'm not wearing any panties right now, but if I did, I'd take them off and make you put them on. Actually, take the ones you're wearing. Yeah, hike them up a little. Try to make them look like women's panties. Go on. Yeah. And fold them into your back crack in the back. So it's like a thong. Oh. Oh, you look just like the guys in the videos. Oh god, that's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, keep rubbing over your panties now, honey. Like a horny little girl. Come on. Rub that little clitty for me. Yeah, there you go. You're actually lucky you even get to do this. Some poor cocks get their little dick locked in a cage. So, just be grateful, baby. And be careful so I don't put you in chastity. Yeah, you know what? Let me just look something up on my phone. Oh god, wow. We have all kinds here. Oh, I'm just looking up cock cages, baby. Yeah, you can choose a different categories and stuff. Order by size. Well, that's easy. Small. How about one of these little pink cages for my little pindic boyfriend? Oh, well, we'll see. Aren't you happy you get to still play with your little pee-pee? Aw, yeah. Slide your panties down, sweetie. Let that little guy have some air. That thing looks ready to burst. Oh, do you want to come, baby? Is that tiny little cock gonna spurt if I let you jerk it? Oh god, well, okay, you can jerk it. With two fingers. That's really all you need anyway. Put that pathetic thing between your thumb and index finger. Start jerking. That's it. Go as fast as you want. Oh, but don't come yet. Not till I say you can. Just jerk that little dick clit and imagine me getting railed by all sorts of huge gawks. Maybe I'll find two guys tonight and let them spit roast me. How does that sound? One guy filling my mouth and throat till tears run down my face, while the other is stretching out my pussy. Oh, imagine my muffled moans as my mouth and pussy are filled with their cum. And oh, I orgasm over and over while they're inside me, finally getting fucked and filled like I need. Oh, while you're here, tugging your little penis. Well, get on the edge, baby. Get on the edge and stay there. And when I say you're gonna pull your panties back up, and rub your little clitty until you come in your panties. Got it? Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to see you're accepting your new role in this relationship, honey. Just be a good little cock and jerk your clit. Oh, you're almost ready to come, cocky. Pull up your panties. Yeah, pull them up. And just rub your little cock through them until you come, baby. You have 5 seconds to come, so you better grab your chance, okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come in your panties, cock. Yeah, make your little cock spurt and make a mess in your undies. Yeah. Yes, that's it. Look at you. You desperate little horny cock. Just humiliating yourself for me. I'm surprised a small cock like yours could make such a big mess. Your panties are just drenched. Oh, well, look at the time. Guess I have to go now. Aw, hope you had a good time, babe. Now you get to sit here with your shame while I go out and get fucked. Bye. Hey, honey. I'm back again. It's me, your loving girlfriend. I brought a washcloth for you to clean up with. I mean, that really was a big load. Let's get those pants. I mean, your boxers off. Yeah, here, let me help. Yeah. Oof. I hope that was fun, babe. I didn't go too far, did I? No, okay, good. Yeah, I had a good time too. That was kind of a fun acting challenge. Come here. I love playing with you, and just so we're clear, I love your cock, and you drive me wild in bed. There was one thing I said before that was true, though. My pussy was drenched once we got going. Yeah, you might need a minute to recover, but I do need you to fuck me tonight.